Welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I'm the host of this podcast show. We are all about habit change from the inside out. I'm here to help you become a change agent in your own life. So if you're feeling stuck in a pattern, a behavior that leaves you feeling dissatisfied, discontent, disconnected, and plain unhappy, this show is for you. If you want to create new habits that are more supportive of you, and you're tired of feeling held back, we're here for you. If your problem involves somebody else who has a problem habit, this show can support you in taking care of yourself. And if you have any area of your life that is problematic and you want to move forward in new ways, welcome aboard. What I know is that you can unwind the habits of thinking, feeling, and acting that have been blocking you from reaching the future you want for your life. In Habits into Health programs, including this podcast, you can discover the hidden layers in yourself that are at the root of what's getting in the way of the changes you want to make. One saying we have in this show is let your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. This comes from understanding that insight isn't enough to create change, and that we humans learn from what we do, from action and experience. But action for its own sake can only give you short-term results. It's hard to sustain. When your actions are connected to source, however, this is the most valuable of all, because you can allow your mind to be in service to your whole self rather than being a dictator running the show. In Habits into Health, you get to teach yourself through developing self-contact, and this supports you in action that is connected to who you truly are. Before we go into our practice, though, I want to invite you to offer feedback. Come to habitsintohealth.com and submit a comment. If you want to keep your feedback private, just let us know and we won't post it publicly on the website. While you're visiting, help us tell the world about the value you're experiencing here by submitting a rating and review on iTunes. Click on the Listen to iTunes link at any podcast on the website. Then click on View in iTunes and go to Ratings and Reviews. Thanks a lot. And while you're there, why not subscribe to this podcast? And you'll hear about each episode as soon as it's posted. You can also subscribe to Habits into Health on Facebook. Just search for Habits into Health on Facebook.com. And while you're on our website, click on the link for our free gift and enjoy what you find there. So let's head into our Habits into Health exercise for today. I have pre-recorded a practice that is designed to support you in a specific kind of self-exploration through self-contact. I hope you enjoy it. Just let your attention go to something physical in you that stands out. Something that's making itself apparent. I want to remind you that you don't have to do anything differently right now. Trust that there's nothing you need to fix or correct. Many times when something comes to our attention, we automatically do something to change it, especially if we feel a tightness or a tension or something we don't like, or that we perceive that someone else won't like. Instead, I invite you to be with your physical experience rather than trying to correct it, at least for the moment. Also in our world, we are so used to being aware of what we're thinking that we don't attend to our physical experience. For instance, if you find yourself trying to figure out where you feel something or wondering what I mean, then let your attention go to your forehead, above your eyes, between your eyes, around each temple to the side of your eyes, and even behind your eyes. Often, most of us don't realize, as we're going about our daily activities, that we may ache or have a discomfort. We kind of set it aside in our busyness. So until you sit quietly, you might feel, oh my goodness, my lower back is aching, or I feel this pinch in my neck.
You might also become aware of whether these physical feelings shift and change. Often they do. The specific sensory experience you're noticing right now doesn't matter so much in this moment, because the orientation is about being with, knowing that you don't have to do anything except to notice. You can do this whether you're sitting, standing, walking, driving. For instance, just for a moment, look at something. And recognize that seeing is not just about what you're doing with your eyes themselves, but also the way you use the muscles around your eyes to see. Another example, maybe you're aware that your lips are pursed or that you've tightened in your legs. Just notice that. Perhaps you could, slowly rub your tongue on the back of your lower teeth and then the upper teeth. Maybe you feel a tickle against your gums as you do this. You can notice the moisture in your mouth and the sense of the space inside. Over time, in this way, just by giving yourself the gift of some time, you can become more capable of recognizing your signals and not just brushing them off. Just notice.
Well, I hope this was valuable for you and that you can use this practice during the week and beyond. Over time with practice, you can become more effective at experiencing self-contact through the actions that you take that are connected to Source. Rather than pushing away uncomfortable states, you can recognize that they are signals to learn from. And while initially you might feel uncertain, you can come to a new level of understanding about your true rhythm and your real needs. And this is what happens when you develop self-contact and the ability to manage it. In this way, you are letting the body lead so that your mind doesn't have to stay trapped in its beliefs. Every moment that you have a chance to practice this process, even when the outcome is a very small one, it grows layers of you that will pay off when the outcome is really important. For now, it's time to sign off. Just know that we are all about making the building blocks of the habits that keep you stuck more visible, so that you can deal with them more successfully. This works whether you're dealing with your own patterns or if you care about someone else whose habit is creating problems for them and for you, and you want to support them without getting trapped in their issues and take care of yourself. Remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I'm here to help you stop feeling out of control over unhealthy habits, wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and start creating a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.